What's up?
Hi everybody, I'm covering for Electric Ladyland today. You're currently listening to the station Electric Relaxation, and I'm DJ Candace, so I'm gonna play some more chill songs tonight, and they're inspired by my mother's taste in music, I've been getting into a lot of like 70s, 80s, 90s, even 60s, 50s, like whatever, just like old kind of slow songs, usually by Black Americans. I told my mother, and then she was like, oh, she'd say that like all of those songs would be played on the radio like late at night, so it's kind of inspired by like what she said and my music taste and her music taste. So yeah, the first song that I'm gonna play is by the band SOS, and it's called Have It Your Way. Yeah, please enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Ooh. see me through another night when we'll feel the joy that makes me smile more and more. And every day I dream of holding you close to me. And every night I find me touching your lips with mine. Now it seems that time moves much too fast. Love is here and love will last. Your body's warm and sure to please, lady of love, take all of me. Every day I dream of holding you close to me. Touching your lips with mine. No, oh, touch of love will be forever strong and forever sweet. And giving in to passion's flow creates a world we want to grow. Of holding you close to me. Every night I find me touching your lips with mine. Every day, oh, every night, every oh, every night.
You just heard was Somebody Somebody by Prince, and I don't really have too much to say about this, but I actually find Prince really inspiring, and it's actually because he puts emphasis on not looking towards the past. Prince has made a lot of good songs. He has like a lot of albums out that he's been making since like the 80s. Rest in peace to him, by the way. He died in 2016, I believe. But it's like, even songs like 1999, which are like really popular, it's like he understands like that those songs are good, and he knows their popularity, but he always makes an effort to come up with new ideas and just like new things to make, because he's an original person and he's a individual. And I find that really inspiring, because I'm somebody who like wants to start looking, well, I'm somebody who also wants to like have like a forward mindset. And I suggest that everybody else should too, because it's not good to always look towards the past and cling to things that you can't control and things that aren't behind you. As my mother used to say, don't cry over spilled milk. So yeah, I'm gonna continue with my after hours songs. Or actually no. I'm gonna do a PSA about gun safety. Yeah.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The next song you're going to hear is I Too Am Waiting by Sarita. And by the way, this was Stevie Wonder's wife at a point. What's a Stevie Wonder? I think so. Y'all can like fact check that online, but like I'm pretty sure. So she's quite a legend, and like people don't really know about her. I tend to look up artists and like who they're connected to or their dramas, just because I'm like really into exploring music. It's like one of my favorite hobbies. But yeah, I'm going to play her next. Enjoy.
Space where love see right now. Don't you stop your magic flow, please. Let's take a time. Why?
That was I Too Am Wanting by Sarita. She has a really pretty voice, don't you think? And I did confirm that she was Stevie Wonder's wife. They were together for like 2 years, but I don't care. It's a cool couple. Also, y'all should look her up. She's really pretty. And it's actually really crazy because in this one photo, it's probably like the first one, and it's probably like the first one that'll pop up. But she has her edges done, and they're done like really nice. It's like she looks really modern. Which is crazy because she actually passed away in 2004. But at that point, she was kind of old, I'd say like around 60s, late 50s. So like that picture is probably when she was a lot younger, which is crazy because who else is rocking like modern edges in like, what is it, like 1960s, 70s? I mean, they had their own things back then. And I feel like a lot of things today are inspired by the past. And I mean, edges were a thing in like 80s, 90s, 2000s, and they still are. But like 60s, 70s, and then 50s, it's like afros were in then for like Black Americans usually. So like that's kind of cool. She's really pretty though. You guys should look her up. But yeah, the next song that I'm gonna play is Didn't You Know by Patrice Rushen. It's a similar kind of song in the way that they like sing. It's like the technique where like they use a lot of whistle notes, and it's kind of slow and it's really high pitched, which I really enjoy. By the way, I'm covering for Electric Ladyland, don't forget that. I don't know what the DJ's name is, but check back in next week. They'll be here next week and then the week after, because we swap places. But for now, this is Jocelyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. Enjoy.
No.
Hi, it's me again. The next one that I'm going to play is She's All Alone by Ingram. And, okay, it sounds kind of sad. Well, it is kind of sad, but, like, honestly, I like it for the vibes. Like, it's just really nice and chill. And it has these really nice synths in the background. It's just really smooth. And, I mean, I also am very in my feelings, so there's that piece. But I also just think that it sounds really good, so I'm going to play that for you guys next. Enjoy.
Thank you. To you. Like maybe it's time for you
It's Jocelyn again. I'm going to close out. There's a talk show coming on next, which is really cool. But it's almost 3 a.m, so I'll see you guys in 3 weeks because I was covering for Electric Ladyland. I hope you enjoyed. I will see you guys in 3 weeks, like I said. Enjoy the rest of the night.